This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Former Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has fled into exile after being granted asylum in Spain, delivering a major blow to millions who placed their hopes in his upstart campaign to end 2 decades of single-party rule. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The surprise departure of the man considered by Venezuela's opposition and several foreign governments to be the legitimate winner of July's presidential race was announced late Saturday night by Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez. She said the government decided to grant Gonzalez safe passage out of the country just days after ordering his arrest to help restore the country's political peace and tranquility. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A gunman crossing from Jordan killed 3 Israeli civilians at the Allenby Bridge border in the occupied West Bank before security forces shot him dead on Sunday, Israeli authorities said. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the incident in a cabinet meeting.
This is a difficult day. A loathsome terrorist murdered in cold blood 3 of our civilians at Allenby Bridge. On behalf of the government and myself, I send my condolences to the families of the murdered.
The attack took place in a commercial cargo area under Israeli control where Jordanian trucks offload cargo entering the West Bank, officials said. The crossing, which has since been closed, is about midway between Amman and Jerusalem, just north of the Dead Sea. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky appointed on Sunday former arms production minister Oleksandr Kamyshin as an external advisor for strategic issues, a decree published on the presidential website said. Kamyshin had resigned last week as part of a Ukrainian government shakeup. For additional stories, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. 6 people, including 1 civilian, were killed as fresh violence broke out between 2 warring ethnic communities in the northeast Indian state of Manipur on Saturday, authorities said. Inspector General of Manipur Police, Khabib.
Today, early morning, suspected Kuki militants, they attacked Nungchabi village under Jiribam district, in which 1 senior citizen got killed while the armed miscreants taking advantage of the early morning and continuing their firing and forwarding near Rasidpur village. The village volunteers also confronted. There was an exchange of firing.
The majority Metis community and the tribal Kukis have clashed sporadically since last year after a court ordered the state government to consider extending special economic benefits and quotas in government jobs and education enjoyed by the Kukis to the Metis as well. More than 225 people have been killed and some 60,000 have been displaced. Former President Donald Trump on Saturday said he was offended by Russian President Vladimir Putin's endorsement of his Democratic rival, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Russia would have never happened if I were president. Attacking Ukraine would have never happened. I knew Putin. I knew him well. And, you know, he endorsed, I don't know if you saw the other day, he endorsed Kamala. He endorsed Kamala. I was very offended by that.
Trump's comments come after Putin, in a teasing comment earlier this week, said Russia wants Kamala Harris to win the United States presidential election and cited her quote-unquote infectious laugh as a reason to prefer her over Donald Trump. Putin made the ironic remark a day after the U.S. Justice Department charged 2 Russian media executives over an alleged illegal scheme to influence November election with pro-Russian propaganda. Vietnamese state media said at least 114 people have died and 176 others injured after Typhoon Yagi slammed the country's north, as officials warned of heavy downpours despite its waning power. Described by officials as one of the most powerful typhoons to hit the region over the last decade, Yagi left more than 3 million people without electricity in northern Vietnam and damaged vital agricultural land. It raged for roughly 15 hours before gradually weakening into a tropical depression early on Sunday morning. Follow Voice of America on social media on the platforms Facebook, X, Instagram, and YouTube, and go to voanews.com for news 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.